on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A coalition of trade unions, social movements and progressive groups plans to march to Parliament in Cape Town tomorrow. They will be protesting government budget cuts as part of the medium-term budget policy statement. They say the demonstration aims to spotlight issues around reduced social spending and their impact on working class families. Organisers are demanding the government reverse budget cuts, invest in public services and prioritise poverty alleviation. KZN SAP says they are working to trace the source of a threat at the Pietermaritzburg Magistrates Court and motive behind it. The explosives unit was called in to sweep the building following the bomb scare. Spokesperson Robert Netsiunda.
All inmates have been secured and the building has been evacuated as a precautionary measure. No injuries have been reported thus far and progress will be reported.
Further afield, Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has chosen deputy head Naim Qassem to succeed Hassan Nasrallah as leader. Nasrallah was killed in an Israeli strike on South Beirut last month. The group has pledged to, quote, keep the flame of resistance burning until victory is achieved against Israel, unquote. An all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah erupted over a month ago, after a year of cross-border fire. The war has killed more than 1,700 people in Lebanon since September the 23rd. The Israeli military says it has lost 37 soldiers in its Lebanon campaign since it launched ground operations a month ago. And finally, back home, Peniten Beach in Umdoni Municipality has its blue flag status. This was announced yesterday during the Blue Flag and Green Coast Awards held in Cape Town. KZN has 7 beaches with blue flag status and 7 blue flag pilot sites, but this does not include Etegwini Municipality. Last week, City Mayor Cyril Tabas, during his 100-day speech, said that the acting city manager, Musa Gumede, has pulled out of the program a few years ago as they are dealing with infrastructure challenges.
We put a program to rehabilitate all the infrastructure. As Mayor was indicating, in the north, it's coming on board, it's clear. In the central, it's coming on board. The Ungeni River area, which is the big major source of pollution to the sea. Once we are clear that we meet all the requirements of Blue Flag, we will start applications to ensure that we don't apply while we know that we still have challenges that we're dealing with.
The East Coast Chair of the Federated Hospitality Association, Brett Tange, says the city's decision to pull out of the program is an easy cop-out.
To say we don't want Blue Flag, because if we don't want Blue Flag status, it's easy, because then you don't have to put a lot of effort into water treatment plants and all the rest, which unfortunately is not acceptable. This has to happen. We need to make KZN, and remember, KZN tourism is headed by Durban and in Etegwini. We need to become a prime tourism destination yet again for the foreign market.
The top story, a coalition of trade union social movements and progressive groups plans to march to Parliament in Cape Town tomorrow ahead of the budget speech. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.